All right, guys, thank you for tuning in to the Astrological Commission podcast. I'm here with somebody who's extremely, very important in the astrological community, somebody who's been doing very well, and is definitely the astrologer that everybody goes to. And we're talking about none other than Stormy Grace. Stormy, we want to thank you for being on the podcast. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Yes, I am. I'm fantastic, and I'm just thrilled to be here, thrilled to be with you.
Okay, Stormy, for those that have never heard of you or those that are now being introduced to you for the first time, tell us a little bit about, you know, your introduction to astrology. Like, how did you get into astrology? What made you want to embrace and fall in love with astrology? Like, how was that upcoming, your early childhood, coming into it?
Absolutely. So for me, from the time that I was really young, I had always been able to just see and sense things that were in between the worlds. And my family, you know, my grandparents are German, and so we had like a lot of European, Catholic, Jewish, these kinds of, you know, emphasis in my life, in my world, and that was kind of the religious context that it came under. So having a, you know, grandchild who could see things or could move in between the worlds, and I really was unfazed by it because it seemed like the most natural thing in the world, but that wasn't everybody in my family couldn't get on board with it. But my mother, she really understood that something was different, a little bit different about how I was processing the world. Not that I was different, but the way I was processing the world was different. And when I was just between 6 and 7, my mom took me to my first metaphysical fair, you know, and there was the numerology and the tarot and people with plants and herbs and all of these kinds of things. And it was lovely. And I kind of felt like, oh, okay, I think these are my people. But when she took me to the side that had an astrologer, I watched this astrologer doing a chart by hand, and it wasn't like, wow, this is cool, this is astrology. I felt like I had done it 100 times. I was just watching her do something that astrologers do, you know, as she was drawing and calculating. And I'm just watching like, yeah, absolutely, of course, you know, you need to move that because 4 minutes earlier in the ascendant is going to be different. And it was like a recalling back to something I had in me forever and ever, which, you know, funny enough that this is the time we're having this conversation because I was talking to my mom. I'm 41 right now. And I was talking to my mom and she said, you always liked things to happen in 12. You know, if we were doing something, you wanted 12 gummy bears, or you wanted 12 of these, 12 of these, 12 of these. And so it's so funny that my whole life, I seem to have been attracted to the 12, you know? And so it seems like astrology just became a natural fit. But I will say that while I had this cool moment there, I didn't just run towards let me learn everything about astrology, because honestly, I felt like it was already in me. I never felt like it was something I would be without. Do you know? I don't know if that makes a lot of sense, but it just felt like it was always going to be there. So
yeah.
I studied a little bit. I picked up the books by Stephen Forrest and went from there, and I read all of the things in the back of the Cosmo and the teen magazines, and I would, I'm a Virgo rising. I was like, that's trash. That's not what that means, you know? And so I was a bit critical when I was younger. But that's how it essentially got started for me and then grew and took on its own thing. And at my Saturn return, I was 30 and I walked into the radio station, which I had worked there for a decade and absolutely loved what I did. And I knew that I was going to start my official professional practice, open the doors, open it on YouTube, start seeing and traveling the world teaching. And that is exactly what has happened.
Oh, man. I mean, that's phenomenal. So who were there any like astrologers other than Stephen Forrest that you worked with or that you studied with or classes or anything like that with?
No, my lens initially was not, I would read other people's things, you know what I mean? But my study, sit down, give my attention to it, was all through the lens of Stephen Forrest. And then, actually, a couple years after my official professional practice had started and launched, I heard this big booming voice come through with this urgency. And I had never heard this voice or had this feeling of impact, you know, ever. In my life. And I just remember standing in the middle of the kitchen and I was like, okay, I'm coming. And I ended up getting online. And as quickly as I sat down to get online, the content and the courses from Noel Till showed up. And I was like, oh, he's this big, tall, booming guy who has an opera voice and he towered above people. And I didn't know anything about him. And it turns out when I found the Till line, which is humanistic astrology, and I started to study that and to bring that into my life. At the time, I was in my kitchen and I was like, okay, I'm coming. Like, stop yelling. You know what I mean? It's actually the time that Noel Till died. And I didn't know him. I didn't know anything about his lineage. And I think that he called me right to them. So my practice has become this really beautiful mix thus far of the evolutionary lens, which comes from Stephen Forrest, who's one of my favorite human beings, and Noel Till, who has passed on, but he comes through the humanistic lens. So I say that I help people understand the journey and the story of the soul and what you're trying to unfold here and what you've come from the evolutionary lens. But then in the humanistic lens, I'm like, okay, but as a human, like, how the heck are you going to get that done? You know? So that's how it's come together.
Oh wow, that's amazing. Noel Till is definitely somebody who I've taken classes with and studied. I love his brand of astrology. I learned a lot from him. So I definitely understand how you feel when you encountered his work. I believe that, maybe I'm wrong, but I would say from my perspective, I think that you're one of the most, I would say social media accessible astrologers I've ever seen. And so nobody really has taken the initiative to really utilize social media with their astrology practice, their brand, like you. I believe so. And what's amazing is that, and I mean that within our community. So when I say our community, I mean within ISAR, within OPA, within, I remember, I don't know how far you go back, but I joined OPA back when the creator of it, Bob Mulligan, was the head of it, and I joined it with him. He actually brought me into it. But when you talk about OPA and NCGR and AFAN and AFA, all of these different organizations, and so for you to be in that community, I think that nobody's really had to the success or the social media rise like you, and I think that that's phenomenal. We had the opportunity of meeting in London last year, and like I said, I went to one of your talks, and I just think I told you in person that I just think that what you're doing is absolutely phenomenal, and I don't believe that I've seen that in our community, and I just think that that's so wonderful about what you're doing and how you're utilizing your brand. Tell us a little bit about your style of astrology and what exactly you offer.
Yeah, so my style really, when you come and you sit and you engage with me, my style of astrology is very personal. It's like sitting in the room with your best friend who you just want to get all the tea, right? You want to get all the tea and get all the gossip, all the chisme. That's how you say gossip in Spanish. But at the same time, it's that wonderful friend who, when you're off track, you trust your friend to tell you, you're off track, this, you need, we need to grow here, or like, this is going to be hard, or this is going, you know, it's like having this interaction in my style of astrology that's very engaged and personal. So that's what the consultations, that's what the readings, that's what taking classes with me feels like, because that is who and what I have to offer, right? I know, like, I love, there's another astrologer friend of mine, and he is just so brilliant, and he has a very intellectual style of astrology, and it's brilliant, and it's, that's not mine, you know? So a lot of this in the brand as well has just been learning to own and just deliver and be as I am and who and what I am. And in that, you know, then I get to offer the basics of astrology to people if that's where they're at and they're looking to explore and understand that. And I can get them in and get them in the seat and understanding the language of astrology. Because a big thing about working with me as well is that I really want to teach people to be astrologically fluent. I want you to be able to speak the language of astrology. And that comes from, for me, having a great love of languages. I've got Mercury in Gemini at the top of my chart. I speak multiple languages, and I love it. So with astrology as a language, it's like sitting down with your best friend, getting all the information and learning to speak astrology. So my beginners, we start there. And when we're in the intermediate land, you know, we're speaking at a different level and a different fluency with each other, up to people who are a bit more advanced. And we're having the same conversations because human beings don't get boring. We really don't, you know, we've got a set of things that we are doing and we're working on, and they need our attention. And sometimes they need our attention for a short amount of time. And sometimes things are really sticking and we need a lot of time to unfold, and we need the support and the friendship and the guidance to be able to do that. And so I help people walk through that and put words, speak their astrology, speak their feelings, speak the season of their life into existence so that they can see how to work with it. And that's the humanistic side, is how do you work with this? You know, is it, you know, because in the evolutionary lens, it can be a bit more your soul is trying to learn this lesson of detachment. Okay, well, that's great, but as a human, you may need a therapist or you may need a coach to teach you how to practice those principles of detachment, how to get these things in action. So that's really what I try and offer to people, no matter where they engage me, whether it's in public or in one of my classrooms or in my sessions and packages.
Oh, that's amazing. One of the things that I also love about you is your brand. So your ability to do the astrology skits, with the singing and dancing and you know, visualize, giving us a visualization of the signs and the different things that are going on astrologically. Also, one of the things that I love is that you keep us informed. And we're going to get all of your links at the end so everybody can follow you. But I love how you do the keep us abreast on what's going on astrologically, when planets enter signs, leave signs, eclipses, new moons, full moons, you know, you keep us abreast on that. And then I believe at the beginning of the year, you did a whole forecast of like things that are going to be happening and different things for 2024. So I just think that, you know, your content, you know, you stay, keep the content coming, you stay connected. So I believe, like, you know, anybody who stays connected to you, they will definitely get a lot of content. They will learn a lot. They will also be able to, as you say, once they consider learning the language, begin to follow and begin to learn a lot of different things. What makes you unique to me, of course, is your brand and everything. But also, I love the fact that you don't just do astrology for the personal, but you also do it for the business.
Right.
And so many people have businesses. We're moving into our entrepreneurial system. People are leaving their jobs, moving into entrepreneurship. And so I thought that was phenomenal. Even last year when we were at the conference in London, just to see that, oh, wow, she has programs for people who have businesses. And I think that was so phenomenal. Those of you, I'm pretty sure she may have, you may be able to go ahead and buy the recording of it, but she was able to show you how to pick your colors. I mean, it was a phenomenal lecture. For those of you who are entrepreneurs and want to really see how astrology can really help you, you know, really extend and really build your business. And I thought that was phenomenal. So tell us a little bit about your brand with the skits, with all these different things that you do, and how you really pull it together.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Mama, so to just throw this in there is that, you know, in the United States, there's no, like, diploma or anything like that with astrology. That's why a lot of people try to stay connected to some kind of lineage so that you can at least track back to where these people came from, because, you know, that's the kind of scary part, I think, about our industry at this particular time, is that you can just throw up a channel and have no training, no guidance, no consulting skills, no nothing, and just be an astrologer. And that has given a great start to a lot of people. And that has been, you know, it's been that way for years. Like, you know, when we were practicing astrology back in the day, like in the wild, there was nobody being like, yes, you know, Sharon's a great astrologer. So I just want to, like, throw that out there. But in this other way, in terms of business, I have a doctorate degree in business. And I specialize in organizing, developing, and designing businesses. And I see the astrology in the company, in the design of the company, in the energy of the company, in where the company can become a part of a merger or an acquisition, or where there is a core product that can be developed that has more profitability, right? So I've been able to look at astrology through this business lens as well, because of some things I came through in the traditional academic field. And so as it comes along, at first, really, what it looked like was me developing my astrology business program kind of in public. And I just played with and, you know, did some research, some case studies on some of the astrological placements I was working with. And it's been great because now we can crack open your business chart and look at it much like a natal chart and find out all kinds of things about how to help this business run efficiently. But where at this point it has also grown to is to Stormy Grace, my one business, has also opened a business school now. It's called Legatia Academy. And we focus specifically in that school on helping creative entrepreneurs, whether you're an astrologer, tarot, you do sound bowl, you raise crickets, like whatever your jam is, we help creative entrepreneurs build and grow profitable businesses and leave their legacy. So it's become so much more than just the astrology. Now it's the astrology meets traditional structure meets how do you build that online. And it is fantastic because people have a gift to share. They have a message to share. People want to hear what you have, and they are waiting for your message and your skill. And now we have this opportunity, like you said, in more of an entrepreneurial time for people to come out, see how to build a business that works smart, not hard, is profitable, does make money because a business has to make money or it is not a business, right? And also allows a person to pour out a piece of their soul story, a piece of their human story into this lifetime and help others and, like, see the fullness of their own creativity. And that gets me really excited. So that's a piece of the offering that I have, is now I have an entire just business school where you don't have to know anything about astrology. You just come in and I'm going to show you how to build the structure around that thing, and then you can add your own creative flavor.
Wow. I think that's phenomenal. Those of you that are listening, all of her information will be in the description where you can join her mailing list, follow her. I believe that you also have, like, a lot of courses for beginners. So if you're a beginner just learning astrology, she has something for basically every level. No matter where you are. And one thing I love about her is her graphics. Like, when you go to her site, it just grabs you. Her colors, her graphics, her font content is definitely very nice. So we are excited about that. Tell us a little bit about your skits and what gave you the idea, what gives you the you know, because you're very good at it. What gives you that just that inclination to say, let me try something a little different and put a little different spin on it?
Honestly, you know, I do a lot of skits and they'll end up on TikTok or in the Reels or Shorts. You know, this is kind of the way of things today. But where it really comes from is I just think things like that are funny. And I like little short moments to have fun and to engage someone for just a second and get them to either laugh or to, you know, take a deep breath for a minute or to just think about astrology in a different way, because it can all just be too serious. You know, being a human being can just be so serious. And I think sometimes we have to just remember not to take ourselves so seriously. So, you know, when we're laughing at the tourist people and we're laughing about them eating, or, you know, I have this skit about me being a Taurus and having 10,000 plants and my husband being an Aries and he's like, I don't think we need any more plants, and I'm like, I'll die without them. You know, it's just these funny things of life, of relationships, and trying to show people how the astrology fits in there. But really, a lot of it is that stuff is just fun. It's fun while also being informative.
Yeah, it is very, very exciting and very entertaining to see you in that when you're doing those skits. And I know everybody does love them. You know, we can see the music, the dancing and all that stuff. So I think that it's great. And it definitely, you know, shines light in the astrological sector for people who may not even know about astrology or may be curious. I feel like those skits kind of give people, bring them in from a different perspective, you know, for people who are like, oh, these skits are nice. Mm-hmm. Now they can say, well, oh, she has a website. Let me see more about this, more into this. And so I just think that that's phenomenal. Your businesses, of how you run your business and how you have made your astrology business stand out is phenomenal. I don't know what happens behind the scenes, but just from the outside looking in, just the multiple ways, the streams I can think of, all different kind of ways, because I know that you probably write, you do the skits, you do readings, you do classes, you have so many things going on. And then also tell us about some of your, I believe you were on the board of OPA and some of these other organizations. Tell us a little bit about some of the organizations you're a part of. And what are some of the things that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So behind the scenes, it's just, you know, really I can say what has changed since I started my practice in 2014 is that when I first started, I was just kind of starting on a whim, like, okay, we'll just see what this is and what this is about. You know, I was pretty sure I was going to starve and die, as a matter of fact. And it turned out I just kept making content, started seeing clients, and things were okay. And it was fine until it wasn't. And then it got very, very stressful. And what I had to realize I needed to do was actually turn this thing into a business. So the behind the scenes actually works in a very efficient and effective way because I have a very clear business plan now. You know, I know what needs to be where. I don't have a big team or anything like that working with me. It's me and my little VA, you know, doing what we do. But the business plan changed everything. And it also got me thinking, not just like a person who does astrology, but an astrologer who owns a business. And that changed the game. It literally changed the course of my life. It changed the course of my financial life. It changed the course of my relationship with the people in my life, because now I'm not running around chasing my tail all the time thinking I got to make content and just being at work 24 hours a day. You know what I mean? So that's that part of the behind the scenes situation. And most of the time there's no script. There is no script. I hear something, I like it, I turn on my camera and I record. And as far as doing the horoscopes and things like that, that's the thing. I learned to read charts. I learned the language of astrology, and I just continue to practice my fluency. So when it's time to talk about what's going on, I just turn on the camera and talk. And that is something that, you know, also spending, I think, 10 years in radio gave me really good training to just be able to turn on a microphone and start talking. So I'm really grateful for that training. But as far as the organizations go, I've actually just finished my term with OPA, being their digital marketing director, and it was a wonderful few years. I was also served as the secretary. I've served on AFAN. But the organizations, I think, are absolutely like something that if you're serious about being in this community and having community, you know, OPA, Organization for Professional Astrologers, which is now joined together, AFAN and OPA are together, great community. AYA, which is our young astrologers, they are a group. We've got NCGR. They're all over the world. You know, we've just got organizations that are available no matter where you're at in the world to help you be connected to people that are like you. Because if we want to grow, right, we really want to grow and we want to thrive, especially in the world of astrology or business or whatever, you've got to have community. Because we've got to have mentorship, we've got to have guidance, we've got to have sharing. Plus, you know, the other side of it is I think about my early life, which was not bad. I feel like I was very fortunate. But I could speak the language of a world between the worlds. And if I didn't have anybody to talk to, it becomes a very solo sport. And life is not that. It's not meant to be just a solo sport. So I think that the organizations offer guidance, offer programs that are absolutely priceless for anybody wanting to really do astrology or just even be an astrology enthusiast and have your people around you.
Exactly, exactly. You know, one of the things that I really loved about you when watching, you know, you just evolve, was your YouTube. You had did a YouTube astrology, I guess it was like a, I wouldn't say symposium, but like a YouTube academy. Tell us a little bit about that. I thought that was phenomenal. I want to say every astrologer in the world was on it. It was absolutely amazing. Tell us about that. And
yeah.
how did you come up with that idea and how did that formulate?
Yes, I tell you what, that sure was a thing, and it is actually still out there. It's the YouTube Astrology Academy, and it is free. It was crowdfunded from our astrology community from all over the world. We had people come in. You know, it was supposed to be, let me just tell you from the beginning. Okay, so Achyuta Bhava every year does a Kickstarter campaign for his astrology work, and I had never even heard of Kickstarter. And so I had asked him, I just messaged him, I'm like, what is this? What does it do? How does it function? 48 hours later, and sometimes this is how things go with me, right? But 48 hours later, I had put some gifts inside of a Kickstarter, asked 12 astrologers only, hey, I'm thinking about doing this thing, and here's how I see it functioning, and what do you think? If we can get it funded, do you want to do it with me? And we'll just put it on YouTube. Right, that was the idea. I launched that thing within days. It had its first like $10,000 worth of people investing in this. And by the end of it, we closed out and we ended up with 52 teachers from around the globe who were like, I want in on this. I want to teach, right? I want to offer this class. And everybody did either a 45-minute up to 2-hour class. And Gemini Brett went crazy and he's got like 5 hours of content. And it's a school. It's a school from the beginning of Western astrology moving all the way to synastry and compatibility where you can just drop in there and take the class from a master astrologer. And that is how it came together. I mean, blows my mind.
Yeah, that was absolutely phenomenal. You know, just that concept of, you know, your ideology to come up with that concept, it was phenomenal. And I think that it really enhanced the community in such a great way, because not only are you bringing together some of the best astrologers in the world and they are able to teach, number one, they're coming on a platform that's going to be on YouTube where the whole world can see. A lot of these astrologers may be not even known. So now you're giving them a platform where they can enhance their following. They can possibly enhance the readings, their followership, everything that comes along with that. At the same time, the actual individual gets to learn. And then on top of that, we are now, you know, we're now engaged because there's so many different topics and subjects and so many different astrologers. And if you love astrology, it's like being a kid in a candy store, you know. So it was definitely phenomenal. And I thought it was a great, great concept. Like I said, I think that you came in and kind of revolutionized a lot of stuff. You know, you kind of put a little spin on things, and we can definitely see with all of your success, you know, that I believe nothing happens by mistake. I believe that there's no accidents. There's no mistakes in the universe. Everything happens for a reason. And so your reasoning for whatever you decided to start astrology, whatever you decided to do, the things that you've done, I believe all the people that you met in your path, all the doors that have been opened, all of the people that you helped, all of the people that you taught, you know, everything happens for a reason. And I think that your contribution is something that needed to be celebrated, something that needed to be spotlighted, because if nobody else has ever told you, I want to tell you that we thank you for your contribution, because I think that what you have done and will continue to do and even expand even more is something that's very needed in the astrological community. You know, I don't think that everybody has different gifts and talents. You know, we've all born with gifts and talents, and you utilize your gifts and your talents very well. You know, I would say you're the life of the party. When I say that, those that may not understand that, at the astrology conference, they have like the last night is like a little like banquet kind of style thing. And of course, Stormy was hosting it, and she just had everybody laughing. She had everybody having a good time, very entertaining. And so, you know, I think that your contribution is definitely, definitely something that's well needed to kind of, you know, spark things up, kind of give us a new breath of life. And I think that what you're doing is absolutely phenomenal. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Who were some of your favorite astrologers? Like, you know, all the astrologers that you came into contact with, like, who were some of your favorites?
Just in general, from the time I was studying, or
like even right now,
time frame.
Like right now, like, who are some of your like astrologers that you would jump on and check out their, you know, their lectures, or you like what they're about, or, you know, who are some of your favorite astrologers right now?
Yeah, oh my gosh, that is such a hard question, because I just feel like our community is so full of talent.
I don't want you to say
right
names
now,
and then people feel some kind of way. Like, oh, she didn't call my name.
but I can say for sure, because everybody knows it, because I say it all the dang time. But like Stephen Forrest is wholesale one of my favorite people. You know, he's just one of my favorite humans, and I feel really, really, it's a precious relationship to me that I can talk to him, and you know, so he's one of my favorite people. But dang, there are so many good people. And I would tell you what, this is something that I think is important to say, that whatever you're doing and you're building in your astrological world, or just in your life and in your world, if you're friends with people who are, you know, in your industry circle, even if it's not astrology, like if you wouldn't take their class, like don't hang out with them on social media. You know, try and keep the social media life and your real life as close to, you know, in alignment as possible. Because I would take class from everybody right now that is in my social media circle as well that I'm connected to as astrologers. And I think that that's a really kind of cool thing. And I'm actually trying to think as I'm talking to you, there's only two or three people I'm connected with in the socials that I haven't had a class or a lecture with. And so that's also how I know we have a lot of good people out there, from the Vedic astrologers moving all the way around.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're in 2024. Just to me, I want to thank you, first of all, for taking the time out of your busy schedule. I kind of feel like this is my birthday gift, because my birthday was Saturday. And so, you know, to be on with you and taking the time out of your busy schedule. We're in 2024. What are some of your thoughts, and what are you looking forward to? What's something that's definitely on your radar that you're looking at for this year?
Well, I think, you know, one of the biggest things that is definitely on my radar for everybody when I'm looking at it from an astrological perspective is, you know, really slowing down for me as a professional, slowing down with the collective and bringing us into an understanding of what Pluto in Aquarius actually means and how we work with it in a day-to-day, feeling it through our bodies, somatic kind of way, because it is an air sign. And it's very easy, I think, to try to intellectualize what's going on, but then you're feeling depressed. You're eating, you know, for lots of times for women, their hormones are going really, really sideways, and they can't put the body and the transit like together. So that's a big thing that as a professional I see for the whole of the peoples in the world that I'm looking out for, looking at and spending a lot of time calling people's attention back to over and over and over again. And also that this particular transit along with others for the year are absolutely responsible for these last moments of changing the course of business and of life as we have known it, you know, over this last 20 years. So my other big priority with myself and with others is making sure that our businesses, our entrepreneurial ventures, even if it's just the business of you being the CEO of your own household, maybe you don't run a company, maybe you're just running your household, making sure that you've got your house in order so that you can function with a lot more ease, a lot more grace, and a lot more clarity as we're traveling from 2024 forward. Because I'm telling you what, I do believe that the people, the companies, that anything else that is not in alignment with your life right now, y'all are not on the right vibration, is going to fall out. So you want to make sure that your own house is in order and is stable, or that you're learning to get it into some kind of shape to be stable. So that's a big thing throughout 2024 I'm looking at, I'm focusing in for sure. And then we'll continue that message, which I think will be a little bit more about the growth of it into 2025.
Oh, definitely, definitely. One of the things that by taking your course in London, I know that you work with the lunations. And what I usually ask a lot of the astrologers that we interview, I'm a prediction guy. I like predictions. I wanted to know, when you get into working with either, you know, business charts or even personal charts, and you get into prediction, what is some of your favorite techniques that you use, and why do you use them?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things I do use is I look at the lunation cycle from the natal lunar phase that a chart comes under, so that I can understand what is the natural temperament, disposition, and just lessons that are coming with this particular business chart, right? Because it's very much so the difference between having a chart that is meant to move, like Mercury and Gemini, be fast, be quick, be moving, you know, and a chart that's more Mercury and Virgo, right, which moves very, very differently. So that's one of the things that I do, because just by looking at that in the natal chart, it is a predictor and a good one, I have found, of the success or the failure of how this business can be run. Because if you've got a turtle as a business and you are trying to run it like the hare, this is going to fail. Right? So that's one of the first predictors that I absolutely look at. But then I also look into the progressed lunar phase. Like, what season of life is your business in? You know, what's the speed, the texture, the temperament? Because what you build, what you grow, what you develop, what you sell during these different seasons are going to be a predictor as well as how well your business can do or how smoothly it can get done. You know, when we get a business that moves into its progressed last quarter time, I'm asking, what are you building in terms of passive income? What are you looking at in your evergreen core products that are going to continue to make money for you while you are not watching, while you are sleeping, right? Where are your affiliate links? As opposed to, we get a business who is in the balsamic phase, and I'm going to be like, what products are you getting rid of? Your business needs to rest. How much time can you leave your business actually alone because it's getting rid of things? Or how is your message changing, right? So these different seasons, to me, are the first layer of beautiful predictions. And I want to say, too, I start here because when you can understand what season your business is in, then you can layer a transit on top of it and look at how to use that transit in a really wise way, right? It's like, oh, we've got Mars coming into Aries. But if Mars is coming into Aries, and that's very exciting, we can get some things done right now, but you're in a balsamic phase, you need to do things at a different pace or your business could be harmed, right? As opposed to, you got Mars moving into Aries transit, but your business is in a disseminating time. It's like, yes, let's be doing, talking, teaching, moving, you know? So I start at the base and then layer it up like bean dip with these transits and everything else. And that's how I work with the predictions.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. You know, I just by hearing you talk, I'm definitely going to reach out to you because we just started the Astrological Commission, and it's an organization. It's pretty much me stepping out into as a professional astrologer. And so even though I've been around for over 20 years, and I don't know if you had a chance to listen to our first episode, but one of the reasons why I've been behind the scenes is because I've been in the church. So as an ordained pastor, you know, that's kind of like taboo that here you are an astrologer, but then you also are in the church and you also are a preacher and you also have your own church and so forth. So I've come to a place now where I'm kind of not worrying about all of that stuff and really kind of stepping out into stepping out. I remember years and years ago, a good friend of mine, Sam Reynolds, was always trying to push me to come out. I was like, man, where you at, man? Like, you know, you're supposed to be out there. So I'm kind of, you know, and like I talked to you and we were talking. And so getting ready to make that jump. But I definitely want to talk to you so we can look at, you know, what lunation cycle I am in, my progressions, best places to, you know, really launch, to really put these podcasts out. And then also my evergreen stuff, you know, making passive income. I mean, and I just love the way you structure the astrology business. And what I mean by that is how you're able to pick your colors based on the rising sign and your midheaven sign. And, oh, that's phenomenal. I mean, I for anybody that's listening, you definitely want to get that course. It was amazing. I think that, you know, it was too short. We needed like another hour, you know, but I just think that if you are a lover of astrology, I don't care how many books you read, how many courses you take, it's always something to learn. You're going to learn something new every day. Going to that conference, just seeing that, most of the time, and I'll be honest, a lot of the astrologers, when you go to these conferences, they pretty much teach on the same topics, you know, transits, progressions, solar arcs, you know, traditional stuff, you know, the, you know, solar returns, all that kind of stuff. But to hear you do the business, you know, bring the business entities in, I thought that was absolutely phenomenal. Tell us a little bit about what you have upcoming. With your courses, your teachings, and, you know, different things that you have coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's going to be exciting as we continue to watch astrology now progress. I think as we see in conferences and things like that, we'll also as a community have the benefit now of seeing more and more people teach about running astrological businesses, which I think is great because there are a great many astrologers who've been in the game for a while who were, first of all, never taught about business, so they've had this skill and this precious gift, and they haven't been able to monetize it correctly, or they've struggled, you know, or they've kind of gotten burnt out and things like that, and now we've got more people talking about it. So I think the transits are working effectively to bring people kind of out of the woodwork to talk about this, but that is something that, you know, is going on my side as well. I've got my Lost to Legacy program going on to help people through my business school build their businesses from the ground up, and it is phenomenal. It is a phenomenal course because, first of all, you know, I just tell you what I did and what I know and what I've studied and what I have applied to make sure that my business runs and is functional and is profitable. And then I just show people now how to do that. I've also got a new course that's going where I actually teach creative entrepreneurs how to YouTube and how to create content on YouTube that not only speaks exactly to their clients so that they can have their clients and their audience come right to them, but so that they also understand exactly how to speak to the algorithm to get those clients, you know, to get their videos recommended, to get those clients right to them. So these are two places in the world and the realm of helping astrologers and creative entrepreneurs do what they do. And then just inside of the astrology world, it's brilliant. Right now I'm teaching a fluency, knowledge to fluency class, which is all about chart interpretation. Because, you know, we'll find people who are at that midway place. They've got the planets, the signs, the houses down, and they know the aspects a little bit, but aspects are pretty much useless if you just know them but you can't speak them. So this is a class where that's all we do. We spend 6 weeks learning to speak the language of astrology in these charts. And forever and always, I'll have my lunation classes available. I will forever and always have my Astrology 101 and 102 courses available for anybody whenever you're ready to start getting into speaking this language of astrology. And forever and always, I hope to leave the free YouTube Academy up on YouTube that anybody can access any time of day and go start learning the language of astrology.
That's great. Will you be speaking at any conferences this year that you may want to let us know about?
I will not, to the best of my knowledge, be speaking at any of the big in-person conferences this year. This is actually my first year off in several years. However, I will be at the online conferences. I'll be at the Mundane Astrology Conference that's coming up with the STA
Wade Caves.
School of Astrology. I'll be doing connecting with Wade Caves, who, hi Wade, if you're listening, I love him very, very much. So I'll be teaching there. I'm part of several summits that are going to be coming up this year. One of them is about being a creative entrepreneur, running your business, and I'll be holding down the astrological perspective. In that, I'll be teaching with Susan Gerber. So all of these things will be coming up and be available on my website. They will be posted. I encourage you to follow me, check out my website. And many of the summits that I'm doing this year are actually free so that you can come and hear what you kind of need and then decide, you know, is this the right tribe for me to get on board with? But I've also just committed here recently to teaching at an in-person conference in Australia, January of 2025, that I am absolutely thrilled about. So I hope to see some of our Australian side friends who are listening right now live and in person for that conference as well. Well, I will have three brand new talks to present to you and walk you through the astrology and a little bit of the business as well.
Definitely. And then also, I wanted to let people know, when you go to Stormy's YouTube page, one of the things I would tell you to definitely take a look at, she got a bunch of astrologers together, once again, all of the great astrologers in the world, and they did a forecast for 2024 that I thought was absolutely phenomenal. And I think that you guys should take a look at that. If you want to tell us a little bit how you put that together, but I thought that was great for everybody to come together, and you always get the great ones.
Yeah, you know, and that's really kind of one of the beautiful things, I think, that I try to work and I try and serve our community with a lot of love and a lot of grace. And I say all of the time that mine is a business built in faith. You know, I'm not some godless heathen over here. In fact, everything about my practice pushes people to be like, what do you have faith in? Who do you believe in? What do you believe in? How are you going to do life? Because when you get to the end of everything that you know, and you get honest about that tiny, quiet place where you don't have anything going on and you're afraid, where are you going to go, right? And moving like that in our community has, I think, made people want to work with me, and I'm very grateful for that. So, you know, with the 2024 forecast, first of all, I've been on YouTube since 2014, and I'm like, listen, I have done a yearly forecast, and I'm about, you know, I'm about over just doing it this way. So I wanted to try some innovation of my own, and I thought, okay, well, what if I pick people who are masters in each particular department of life and their specialty and invite them, then we put them all together for all 12 signs. And then not only are they getting beautiful astrology for the year, but then they're getting access also to people who function specifically in that specialty. Wade Caves handled our financial forecast, and that is a specialty of his. And I know he's continuing to train in business astrology, so it's even better. Christopher Renstrom handled the relationships. Cameron Allen came with his beautiful health and wellness astrology for the year. And then Tiffany Harless did spiritual development, and she walked that thing through all four quarters of 2024. So there is no way you can watch that video from all of us and not know what 2024 has to offer you.
That is a fact. I mean, those of you that are listening, it was phenomenal. Like I said, I love the platform, the way that she brings everything together. She gives you great in-depth knowledge, insight. Of course, when you start watching her skits, the versatility in your approach, because, yes, you can give us the exciting dancing and playing and so forth, but then when it comes down to teaching astrology or giving us lessons about the lunar returns or, you know, or your forecast, your new moon, I seen that you just did sat down with Nadia not too long ago and do your interviews and so forth, and the amount of knowledge that you give us and you know, your concept, the conception of how you put everything out. I just think it's phenomenal. I think that you need to be recognized. You need to give your flowers. We want to give you your flowers because you definitely deserve them. You've definitely been somebody who's definitely speared, I would want to call this new wave in the community. And I think that, like you said, people who are over it, they've been trying to get their businesses off the ground. And I think that you have come in and kind of shown people how to be innovative, how to restructure, how to rethink, change their perspective on how to put their businesses out, and also change the dynamics, how to use the tools such as social media and so forth. And so I see that you're having the YouTube class, which is phenomenal, because I think that anybody who's an astrologer, anybody who's even an entrepreneur, you want to get on this class, because if you don't know, Stormy has been very successful with social media. And so, like you said, why wouldn't I want to learn from somebody who's actually teaching us the steps and the things that she's done to reach the success that she has? So I just think that itself is phenomenal. Tell us, give us a little bit about where we can find you, your website, you know, your YouTube pages and all that stuff, so we can link in and connect with you.
Absolutely. You can come and visit me at stormygrace.com. And that particular website focuses on my astrology, but it will get you to everything else that I am doing, every place else on the internet as well, in a beautiful, clear way that is not confusing at all and easy to navigate. And if you're just looking to really come through the business lens, like you know in your heart that it is time to build this thing, come and visit me at legatiaacademy.com. That's LEGATIA academy.com. And Legatia is Latin for the word legacy, because I believe that creative entrepreneurs can absolutely leave as much of a legacy as anybody else in a traditional business sense. So I want to help you to be able to do that. So you can look at for me there. It will tie you into every place else I'm at on the web, but definitely I live on YouTube. So just look me up at Stormy Grace, and I will be there every week in some kind of outfit talking about what's going on in the cosmos.
Exactly. If this is your first time meeting Stormy, you're about to be in for the ride of your life. It's going to be phenomenal. Definitely just go to her website and connect with her. She's been making a lot of big moves. And when I say big moves, I mean she's been moving the needle, so to speak. And I feel like she's been able to open up and really revolutionize astrology. You know, like I said, I've been in this for 20 years. So me growing up in New York City, going to NCGR, going to ISAR, you know, going to OPM, AFA, you know, some of these organizations, I don't even think AFA is doing anything right now. But when you start looking at where astrology was and kind of where we are now, she is the one that's really doing it at a high level. Thinking about it, any astrologist listening, from a business perspective, you definitely want to lock in with her, as well as I will be, to learn her model, her structure of how she's doing it at a high level, and that you don't have to work hard, but you can work smart, and I think that she definitely needs to get her flowers, so we want to give her flowers, her accolades. We just want to say thank you for your contribution. And we look forward to what you got coming in the future. We want to let you know that we believe that what's coming is better than what's been. And we're really looking forward to your what you have going on in the future. We speak blessings over you with your family and everything that you're doing. I know that you are no longer in the States. You're overseas now. And so we're just sending you all of the love and light as you continue your journey into really expanding and changing people's lives. I believe you change people's lives every day. It's impossible for you to come into contact with Stormy and she does not change your life in some kind of a way, that she does not make you want to connect with her to learn more, to get more in-depth into what she's teaching. And like I said, when you connect with her, there's so many different avenues that you'll be able to go into. So it's just phenomenal. And I want to thank you personally for taking the time out of your busy schedule. I know you are extremely busy, extremely high demand. And so I'm honored that you would take the time out to join us for this podcast so that we can learn about you and also celebrate you at the same time.
Oh, thank you so, so, so much for having me. It's always a privilege and an honor to be invited, and I return and just exchange the blessings as well. And I receive absolutely everyone that any one of you put on me. Thank you very much. and let's just all go out there and share the blessings, share this big, beautiful space we've got, because we're here on purpose. So let's do a little something with it.
All right. Well, thank you, Stormy, for being on this podcast. Before I end the podcast, I always like to say this one thing, Stormy. I believe that that our destiny is not a matter of chance, but it's a matter of choice. And the one thing that I always say before we hang up is, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Received.